because of really because of the position that he has held. You know, you wouldn't want to refer to him as something that that did not suit his.
Okay, and cracker.
Seems like that's an old term for white.
Okay, and hillbilly.
Another old term for whites.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody lives out in the country, you know, he's very conspicuous when he comes into the town. And of himself, he might say, "I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country bumpkin."
Okay. And how would town people refer to him?
As a country hick or dude or bumpkin or.
Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Seems like it's maybe an what's the football team that's a Hoosiers? I don't know, but I believe it's some football team that has that as their, you know, as their nickname.
Okay.
It's kind of Minnesota Hoosiers or something like that. It's a term denoting a racial grouping, and basically white, I guess.
Okay. Let's see.
In fact, I believe the team that was number one basketball team this past year were Hoosiers. Indiana Hoosiers.
No.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. Let's see. If you slipped and caught yourself, you might say, "This is a dangerous place. I
slipped
or
fell."
But you caught yourself, you say. I almost
slipped.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready and he calls to you, "Will you be ready soon?" you might answer, "I'll be with you in
just a moment."
Okay. If you know that you're on the right road to somewhere, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, How
far is it from here to the next point or destination?
Okay. If you want to know how many times, you say, "How do you go to town?" If you want to know how many times a person goes into town, you might ask, How
often does he go to town?
Okay, if you're agreeing with a friend, when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy," you might say, "Well,
I agree with you. I don't think he's..."
If you're not going to vote for the guy, you might say, "Well..."
I don't think I'll vote for him either.
Okay, rather, would you say, "Neither am I," or "Me neither"? Which sounds more natural to you?
Neither one.
Okay.
I would say, "I don't think I'd vote for him either."
Okay.
Well, either, and if you're talking about the words involved.
Okay, now what is the part of your face above your eyebrows?
For what?
And you go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
And some men grow
beards.
Okay, and where do some people keep their pencils?
Ear.
Okay, and this is my
ear.
Yeah, on this side is
left ear.
Left.
Right ear.
Okay, and if somebody's mumbling, you'd say, "Take that chewing gum out of your
mouth."
And he might have gotten a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Wear a tie around your
neck.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he needs to fill that
cavity.
Or whole thing.
What's
one of these?
Tooth.
Okay. The flesh around the teeth.
Gum.
Okay, you would, I'm talking about, the thing at the end of your arm. what do you call that?
The hand.
Okay, and two of these are?
Hands.
And what do you call this part?
Palm.
And if you got mad, you might double up both?
Fist.
And